Parashat Shofetim, we notice that it begins with Shofetim v'Shotrim. And actually we have two other places where we find the word Shotrim. One is in this week's parasha again, towards the end, before Shvi, when it talks about the officers, officials that are in charge, speaking to the people before entering battle. And the Shotrim, of course, in Mitzrayim, the Jewish Shotrim that Paro made to oversee the Bnei Yisrael. And, as we know, that the Shotrim here, the Targum translates Ufuronin, coming from the word piron, payment. They are in charge to carry out the judge's decisions. Who has to pay? What has to be done? They basically have no independent power by themselves, so to speak, like police, to carry out the judge's decree. Whereas the Shotrim, at the end of the parasha, they have, so to speak, independent powers, an official, of course, carrying out, obviously, hopefully, Yemir Hashem, the will of Hashem. But they are an official by themselves, a status that they have, a sar. And that's why the Targum translates Sorachaya, which is a word in Aramis for official, manager. He has charge. And of course, the Shotrim in Mitzrayim. Of course, they were all ruled by Paro. But Paro, not out of his pure, beautiful heart, did he appoint these Shotrim to have independent powers on their own also, but because he was a smart cookie, like Hitler, Yimach Shemo, in our recent history. He knew the best way to get the most out of his slave force. And therefore, he told them, these are the results I want. How you get them, that's up to you. And of course, Baruch Hashem, which in general was the complete opposite of the Shotrim, so to speak, that we know about in Hitler's time, which are infamously called kapos, because in general they did just the opposite, carrying out the evil, not going all the way for their brothers and sisters, as the Shotrim in Mitzrayim did beautifully, as we know from the Midrashim from Chazal, that they sacrificed for their brothers, were even willing to be hit themselves, as we know. And that's why they were Zoche to become the Zakenim of the Bnei Yisrael, the leaders, when the Geula came. We also notice in the Pasuk, it uses the expression Titen Lecha, V'chol Sha'arecha, that you should appoint judges, officers, for yourself. That L'chaira is an unusual lashon here, because it would seem that even without the word L'cha, we would know it anyway. Shoftim v'shotrim titen. Titen is also like atah, l'chol sharecha. So, of course, Chazal darshan something from the l'cha also in the Gemara. So we can say that doesn't exclude the pshat, which I will mention. And another thing is, don't forget, there's two lechas in the pasuk. No same lecha later on. And Rav Shiva Tzatzal in Darash Moshe, he explains that the lecha is coming to tell you here that a person has to realize that they themselves should always strive to be the best they can and not be satisfied with anything less. Not to say, oh, how, I should be a shofet, a dayan. 100% yes. You have to strive to be whatever you can be. As long as you do your best for the highest heights, okay. If you fail, then it's not because of your own fault. It's because that's what Hashem sees fit. Something else for you goes into hate. But it's to teach you that lecha, you have to look at it that you're royally for the highest heights, every single individual. And that's what you have to strive for. Another point I would mention, which also applies, something which Rosh Hashiva Zatzal also said, by Birchas Kriyashma, in the morning, when we say, Lahavin Lahaskil, little Motulamid. What's Pshat when we say to learn and to teach? Not every one of us is a teacher. So how are we asking that? That Hashem should put that into our hearts to accomplish that. And Rashi Feshiva explains beautifully. Because in truth, we are all teachers. By example. And by what we teach others, even if you're not a teacher in the school. Talking to them. Family, not family, friends, whatever it might be. And we teach them things by what we say, by what we do. So in essence, we are all teachers. And that's what I would want to say here also. That actually we are all judges also, and officers. Because each and every one of us, every day, cannot make judgments, carry out things concerning other people. And therefore, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. Each and every one. You don't have to be sitting on a court as a dayan, but you yourself, we all know, you make judgments about people and you carry out the mice of certain things, yourself through others. So we are all judges. And that's why we all have to make sure we learn the laws of the Torah to make the right judgments, no matter who we are or where we are. The next pasuk seems to go in a descending order as far as the Aveira. It says, Lo Satem Ishbot. You should not, of course, give a wrong judgment. If a person knows it's supposed to be Mutter and he says, Osir or Mutter, that we all can understand the basic pshat in that love. And then it says, you should not favor, basically, a friend over someone else. Friendship should have nothing to do with the judgment. And then it says, Osikach Shochat, you should not take a bribe. So it seems that a bribe is even worse than the others. Taking a bribe to give the wrong judgment. But pshat is, as we know, the Torah, Hashem places the highest standards humanly possible to live up to. And therefore, as the Gemara points out and gives examples of the Sheikhad, which it even means taking Sheichad Shmuel in the Gemara, was helped by a man to cross a river. And when he saw later that this man is coming to a Din Torah and he's acting as the judge, he passed himself. He didn't want to be on that Din Torah for this man. Of course, Shmuel, we know, is farthest from ever being makabel such a sheichat, but that shows how far we have to go. Because not even realizing it, it can affect you. You can never tell. And the Gemara gives example of Sheikha Dvarim even. Someone who never gave you hello, and all of a sudden he gives you hello, and then you find later on he's coming to your Din Torah, you're acting as a judge. Again, because you cannot tell, but all of a sudden you said, oh boy, he's getting friendly with me, that's great. And that Chas V'Shalom might affect the Din Torah. Because one can never tell. As the Pasuk says, Ya'aver einei chachamim v'salev divrei tzadikim. Notice, as Rosh Shiva Koldodi points out, it does not say v'salev tzadikim, the tzadikim. It's the divrei tzadikim that it can distort, without even realizing it. And that's why Rosh Shiva says, first of all, the Gemara that brings Sheichad. What are the letters of Sheichad? Shehu Chad. He becomes one, even without realizing it, one with the litigant. And therefore, Rosh Shiva goes further and says that that's also what we can see from the word. Chad, besides Echad, could be sharp. All of a sudden, he becomes sharper. Again, without even realizing it, that can happen. He comes with the chadosh, also the letters of the word sheichad, with something new all of a sudden. And the point is, even if he happens to come out with the right din, with the right psak din, it's still not good at all. Why? As Rosh Shiva points out, the word Sheichad also has the letters of Chshad. They suspect. People will suspect there's something wrong with them, didn't tell you. And all future psukim from this dayan will be in jeopardy. For all these reasons, we see why one has to be completely steer away from any possible sheichad or chshad. The next pasuk says, tzedek tzedek tzedov, for double lashon. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins that the first tzedek is din, the halacha, and the second is pshara, compromise, lifnim ishur asanim, which is even better, higher. That's what we should strive for, tirdof. Why? As Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out, because that's what Hashem really wants of us, to go beyond the letter of the law. As we know, the Gemara in Baba Metzia says, that lo chavar Yerushalayim eluat, because they wanted just the letter of the law, instead of going with nimishus hadin, they refused. If a rich person wins a din Torah, okay, so he won. The other guy is poor. Tzedakah, that's true tzedakah. Was hatem. Would it be so bad if he let the other guy go? He's a poor man. Okay, you won, you made your point. But he's an Aram Aman. That's true tzedakah. He wasn't vicious. We're not talking about he meant to steal your money, chas v'shalom. Kal v'chaim, then do the right thing. And it didn't start out like that. Never starts out like that. But it gets worse and worse. Because it wound up from being to the letter of the law, refusing to go better, that sin aschinen came, machlekes, lack of shalom. All because of that. As the Mishnah Avos points out, shaliv, shaliv, v'shalcha, shalcha. Mine, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. The letter of the law. So, one holds, let's meet this beinoni. Yeshayman zemi dastayin. For the same reason. Because that's how it starts out. I don't bother you, you don't bother me. Where's the chesed? Olam chesed yibaneh. The whole world exists on that. If you don't have that, it just deteriorates. It doesn't stay that way. It just becomes worse. If a person just wants that, the letter of the law, not to show any feeling for the other person, it's bad news. And we can say that even the mandiyama that says Zemid is Beinoni, all he's pointing out is right now, we can look at him like that. But he'll admit himself. The Tana will admit that's not the way to stay. He just doesn't go that far as calling it Midas Stone. But the other Tana wants to hit it right on the button with you. Chop it, so to speak, in the bud. Know what you're doing. That's what's going to wind up. If you don't stop now, if you don't better yourself now, you don't get better, you're just going to get worse, chas v'shalom. And again, we're not saying that there might be a time when one should go according to the actual letter of the law because of the neighbor, whatever it might be. Make sure always with a Talmud Chacham to check it out, to make sure. But otherwise, when everything else, so to speak, is equal, that is the better way. Like we said in Parshas Ekev, by Rosh Hashiva's beautiful vort in Kol Dodi, Ekev, if you really love Hashem, and you know that He really would want you to do more than what He tells you you have to do, that's like you would love anyone. And if you know that person you love, even if he doesn't ask, or she doesn't ask, but because of that love, you will do it anyway, because you know that's what they really want. Ben b'nei shel kal v'chomer, if the Torah, what Hashem wants of us. So in general, that would be true. To go lifnei mishur hadin as much as you can, as humanly possible. You see that after it talks about the judgments, judges, it talks about Avodah Zarah, then it mentions not bringing a carbon with a mum, or machshava, the wrong kind, pigul, and Avodah Zarah again. And one of the things the Gemara darshans from this is the fact to show that a dayan that does not judge according to the way Hashem wants, Dini HaTorah, is just like an Eved Avodah Zarah. And one way we can explain this is by giving an explanation of Avodah Zarah in general. That basically what it is a way to appease the Yetzer Hara. When one wants to give in to the Yetzer Hara, chas v'shalom, one of the best ways is to make an aveira into a mitzvah. And one of the subtle ways the Yetzer Hara can do it is to make the own rules of the Avodah Zarah, which is man-made. And therefore, you make the rules to suit what your Yetzer Hara wants you. And therefore, that's the same thing when it shaped the Chas V'Shalom to Keneged HaTorah, judging, he's making his own flu. As if, so to speak, to say Chas V'Shalom, he knows better than the Kosh Baruch Hu. Or even worse, to say that this is what a Kosh Baruch Hu is saying, to distort the Torah Chas V'Shalom. That's one of the ways it starts. And that's the same thing with the carbon, bringing it with a mum. For instance, for what reason? Save money. As a mistake of Kayin. Hashem doesn't need this. What's it to him if it's worth a penny or $1,000? Distorting Torah again. That's why the Torah forewarns us not to become enticed and trapped by these traps of the Yetzer Hara, Chas V'Shalom. Pasuk Tes says that you should come to the Shofet Hasheyiyeh Bayomim Ahim, to the Rebbe, teacher, the Talmud Chacham that's in those days. And as the Gemara questions, what is it coming to tell us? Do you think you're going to go to a Shofet that was thousands of years before? Of course, it's only the one in your days. And as the Gemara explains, it's to teach us, and especially we hear it in our times also, the danger of not respecting the Talmidei Chachamim of your time. And that's what the Gemara and the Torah is telling us, that you have to look at that Shofet, at that Reb, at that Rav, at that Talmud Chacham, just as the ones, for instance, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmuel HaNavi, in his days. Because Hashem makes the best for you and each and every generation. Which is logical. You think Hashem would leave us without any Talmidei Chachamim, without any proper teachers in Shoftim to lead us? It's impossible. And therefore, one should never say such a thing. Because for each generation, Hashem gives them the wherewithal and knowledge to know and do what's best for us, of every generation. And that's part of Emunas Chachamim. And Chas V'Shalom could be the biggest apikoros if you think otherwise. Because as long as each Talmud Chacham, each person that does their best, is equal to the best of every generation. Because you're only expected to do what you can with what you have. And one must always remember that. And before Shani, we have one of the four people who have to be executed and have a special din with the execution, hachrozo, a proclamation, an advertisement to make sure it's advertised amongst all Bnei Yisrael, why they are being killed, what they did, and to try to get all Bnei Israel to come and witness this. And one of them is the Zaki Mamre. And all of them, I would say, the reason why these four more so than others is because of the danger that the Torah is showing us involved. To the Torah way of life, to the fabric of Bnei Israel, of the Torah world. The Zaki Mamre, because he's going against the Messiah, going against the Sanhedrin Gedolah. And one would think maybe because he's such a Talmud Chacham, have Rachmanis on him, But Hashem is showing us otherwise, that no, it's the biggest danger, and therefore we have to advertise it and make sure that this is not to be allowed. And the same thing later on in this parsha, Edom Zomamim. Hashem is showing again that one shouldn't think that because the person that they testified about was not executed, they shouldn't be executed. No, Adarabba, to show us how these are the lowest of the lows. That even the one, as the Gemara says, who bribed them, thinks of them that way. That for a bribe, or for whatever reason, they're willing to have someone else be killed through their testimony. And that's the reasoning for Mesus also in last week's parsha. One who tries to seduce others to Oved Avodah Zarah. And even if he won't succeed, but Hashem is showing us again how he's the lowest of the lows. As the Mishnah says, one who's machti is harabim, not enough that he himself does averus, but he wants others to follow suit. And something like that has to be eradicated, expunged, the evil. And lastly, Ben Soru Mora. Also, one might think the parents, he's young, he'll do tshuva, whatever. No, Hashem is showing, and as the Gemara says, and Rashi brings there, that no, that this is only a sign what will happen later on, worse things, that he will commit murder also in order to satisfy his desires. And therefore, if all the things, the stipulations that are needed to fulfill the requirement of an execution for Ben Sora and Maor Hashem is showing us that again, this has to be advertised and make known to ward off any such problems, to tell us that this is worse for him. Better that he die innocently, so to speak, to be Yemetzer Hashem Zeichat Olam Haba, than later on to lose it. Sheni begins the mitzvahs of a melech, and we should explain why it is that Bnei Yisrael were taken to task when they asked Shmuel HaNavi to get them a king. Even though here in the parsha we see that it's a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and it says the lashon, "Osim alai melech chol agoyim asher sivivo soi," and they use the similar lashon there also. But we have to understand, just like a bracha could be used with the same words as a klala, but what's the point? How it's meant. What is the intention, the kavana behind it? And the same thing here. When we will say we want a king like all the nations, but what is the kavana? To show the difference of a Jewish king, of a king that's al pi Torah, to be a light unto the nations. When we can do, so to speak, physically, the same things as the goyim are doing, but what we're doing is the biggest mitzvah because of the kedusha and the intentions and the way we do it. That's for all things in life, and the same thing for the melech. When we want to do it to show how one should really rule, how a king should be and his subjects, that's the proper way, and when we do it the right time. But the point was, by Shmuel, it was not the right time and when we were at the right reasons. They wanted, as Hashem, and you see in the Pesukim, as McPherson explained also, they thought that they would get the king to do what they want. And even
I would like to preface my remarks with Hakoras HaTov. Above all, thanks to the Ribon Kol Ha'olamim who gives me life. May we all always do his will, b'shleimus, and have the greatest good and happiness. Next, thanks to my wife, the greatest Eishes Chayil, who has always given me the time to learn, no matter what the sacrifices. Thanks to Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva, Hagoyim Rav Feinstein Shlita. Thanks also to my parents, Rebbeim, family, friends, and all those who have helped me throughout the years. To emphasize the importance of the Kiyus, I would begin by mentioning, as the Gemara Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph says, a Maaser Rav. Apparently, everyone knows the great Tzchus and Kiddush Hashem of Rav Shapiro Zatzal, who instituted the worldwide Daf Yomi in Shas. That is one of the biggest rayas that it's not something out of a person's reach. You see all Yidden doing this, from Baalei Batin to Gedolei Ador. As Rashi brings in Mishlei Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chav Dalet, from the Midrash Rabba in Dvarim Perek Ches, on the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, Asher Anochi Metzavcho HaYom, Lo